And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 26th of October, 2012. It's the birthday of Scott Russell Sanders, born Memphis, 1945. Went off to college to study physics, but once he got there, he started reading Virginia Woolf and Faulkner and James Joyce and decided that literature had the answer to the questions that interested him. He moved to Indiana with his wife, and he writes about life in the Midwest, the woods and hills of Indiana. He said, "I feel at home in this sprawling, low-lying, often neglected heartland." Scott Russell Sanders has written 20 books, novels, essays, short stories. His books include A Private History of Awe and A Conservationist Manifesto. His advice for young writers was keep a journal, not a diary, unless you want to keep a record of your daily doings, but a journal, a place where you record images, ideas, favorite passages from your reading, insights, overheard bits of conversation, drafts, and random notes. The journal is your practice room and root cellar. And it's the birthday of the early self-help writer Napoleon Hill, born in a one-room cabin in Wise County, Virginia, in 1883. He was a reporter, and when he was in his mid-20s, he was assigned to interview Andrew Carnegie, who'd grown up poor in Scotland, worked his way up in the American steel industry, became one of the richest men in the world. Carnegie told Hill that in his opinion, there was a formula for success and anyone could achieve it. And he told the young man he ought to consider writing a book about the idea. So he went around interviewing hundreds of successful people. And in 1937, he published his book, Think and Grow Rich. It was enormously successful, and it still is. It has sold more than 70 million copies. Book in which he wrote, "Do not wait, the time will never be just right. Start where you stand and work whatever tools you may have at your command, and better tools will be found as you go along." Here's a poem for today by Ronald Wallace entitled "The Truth" for Amy. Her breast cancer, she said, had metastasized to her liver. She was going to die, and soon. She said it made her sad. I didn't know her well. We were co-workers, and I liked her. But what do you say when someone actually answers the question, "How are you?" with the unvarnished truth? "Not well," she said. "I haven't long to live." And should I have said, "Oh, you will"? Should I have smoothed it over with the syrup of nervousness, or done what I did, which was to talk about terror and anger, the unfairness and the lie, to take the truth at face value? "No, she was just sad," she said. "She had her faith," she said, and started to cry. And only then did I see what she needed from me was miracle, a simple belief in miracle. And if that was varnish, well, it would bring the grain of the truth out, would save it from wear and weather. It would make the truth almost shine. The Truth, a poem by Ronald Wallace, from Long for This World, published by University of Pittsburgh Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. iPad users can download the three most recent issues of Poetry Magazine, celebrating its centennial in 2012, at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Betsy Allister, edited by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.